Elhamdülillah ve salatu ve selam ala Nebi Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem. Elhamdülillah, it's a real blessing to be here and to be in the company of young people who are here. Elhamdülillah, we are very grateful to Allah that He has made us one of the people that He brings to gatherings like this. And one of the things that I've been dealing with is the surprise that there are so many people suffering from anxiety and depression. And I was thinking when I was younger, we didn't have people in this proportion that had these problems. But then I had to rethink it. And instead of them getting medication from the doctor, they were getting medication from the liquor store or some other way to deal with their depression. And so we're looking to our deen and we're looking to Allah to help us to overcome the difficulties in our life, like the young man who said he, you know, had a illness that he's grappling with. And alhamdulillah, you could see by his mood that he's been blessed by Allah to overcome it. Even if it's still there, he's overcome it because his thinking about it is different from where it was. And this is the same case with us. I find that there's too much thinking on the self. And as a result of thinking so much about the self, and this was the thing that I was told, you know, you want to improve yourself. And when we got to college, we wanted to find ourselves, and all of these concentrations on the self. And it wasn't until coming into these gatherings like these that you find that the best thing to do is to lose yourself. The opposite of what everyone emphasizes in this society is you're the most important thing, you're the greatest, you're the this, you're the that. But really, the focus now is to forget yourself in the remembrance of Allah and the salawats on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not an easy task. It is one that calls for real effort and real pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to do it. But I find the less I think about myself and the more I think about Allah, the less problems I have. And I think that this is a real cure, but if you're looking for a medication or the liquor store, whichever one you might think will help, you'll only find more depression and more anxiety. But if you come to remember Allah, and there's a beautiful statement by one of our sheikhs who said that remembering the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making the salawats on him can balance an unbalanced mind. That when you're struggling with something mentally, depression and all these other, they got more titles now than they ever had. And what's going to cure it is the balance that one gets by making the salawats on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not in the medicine bottle, and it's not in, you know, any of these routines or exercise or hairdo change or whatever it is. It is in balancing ourselves through the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what are gatherings like this, where we're all singing together and making silhouettes on the messenger. It's balancing us. And so this is why these sessions are so important, because I don't know about you, but for me, it helps me to get through everything that I have to deal with. And when you go to the hospital now, they ask you, are you blue and are you sad, or are you, you know, planning to commit suicide? I can go in and check all the boxes and say, no, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Like the young man said, he's happy. And that is because of this. So look for it in this. Don't look for it in anything else. Spend your time in the remembrance of Allah and making the salawats on the messenger of Allah, and you'll be the most stable, peaceful, loving, kind, considerate person that there is. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to be able to do it. Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.